Yo, what's up Gen Z? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs faster than a TikTok dance trend? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong, and you just want to throw in the towel? Yeah, me too. But guess what? That's exactly why we're talking about building resilience today. It's not about being some superhero who never cracks, it's about getting back up when you get knocked down. Like, seriously, how else are we gonna navigate this crazy world and conquer our dreams? Resilience ain't just for your grandma's rose garden, it's the secret weapon for slaying your goals and living your best life. You know that inner strength you need to ace that exam, nail that audition, or even just survive a cringeworthy social situation. That's resilience in action. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will level up your resilience game. First up, embrace the suck. No, seriously. Life ain't all sunshine and rainbows. There are gonna be days when you feel like crying into a bowl of ramen noodles. Instead of running from the struggle, face it head on. Acknowledge those tough emotions, give yourself permission to feel them, then dust yourself off and keep moving forward. It's like that Beyoncé lyric. I woke up like this. Except instead of just looking good, you're feeling strong and ready to conquer whatever comes your way. Next, cultivate a growth mindset. Think of your brain as a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. When things get tough, don't automatically assume you're not good enough or that you'll never succeed. View challenges as opportunities to learn and grow. Like, remember when you tried TikTok dances for the first time? You probably looked like a lost puppy, but did you quit? No, you kept practicing and eventually nailed those moves. Same goes for life's curveballs. Embrace the learning process and watch yourself level up. Number 3, build your support squad. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, believe in you, and have your back. Think of them as your cheerleaders, your hype team, your ride or dies. You know those friends who always know how to make you laugh even when you're feeling down? Those are the ones you need to keep close. Because let's be real, sometimes all you need is a good dose of laughter and some genuine support to get through anything. Fourth, practice self-care. This ain't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat healthy foods, move your body, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Think of it like charging your phone. You can't expect to perform at your best if your battery is drained. So prioritize self-care and keep yourself fueled up for whatever life throws your way. Finally, remember to celebrate the wins, big and small. We get so caught up in chasing our goals that we forget to appreciate the journey. Take a moment to acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may seem. You nailed that presentation? Congrats! You survived another Monday? High five! Celebrate these victories and let them fuel your motivation. Now, let's bring it back to reality. Imagine this. You just bombed that audition you've been dreaming of. Disappointment hits hard. You want to disappear into a hole of pizza and Netflix. But hold up. Remember what we talked about? You embrace the suck, learn from the experience, and dust yourself off. Maybe you didn't get the part, but hey, at least you gained some valuable experience and showed courage by putting yourself out there. That's resilience in action. You got this. Gen Z, don't let any setbacks define you. Remember, embrace the suck, cultivate a growth mindset, build your support squad, practice self-care, and celebrate those wins. You are powerful, capable, and worthy of all the good things life has to offer. Now go out there and own it. Seriously though, if this resonated with you, hit me up on DMs, tag this episode in your TikTok, or even stitch a response. Let's keep this conversation going because talking about resilience is like sharing a really good meme. Contagious and totally worth spreading. And don't forget to follow, rate, and share the podcast. Because let's be real, you need more of this real talk in your life. Keep slaying, Gen Z.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.